When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. ESPN 2. The ESPN app. If you guys don't have the ESPN app yet, by the way, a lot of people have it on their phone, guys, and they just don't even think about it, really. They're like, oh, damn, I can't listen to my boys. I'm not in the car or whatever. Man, if you have the app, you can listen to us anywhere. Live. And we are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Even if you have smart speakers, you can say play ESPN Radio. But, man, if you got that app. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Here is Hall of Fame wide receiver. I didn't even know he was in the Hall of Fame until very recently, like super recently.
He made it to the Hall of Fame?
You know I'm a Hall of Famer. I am a Hall of Famer, Jay.
You are?
Oh, that's right. New York State Boxing Hall of Fame. New York State Boxing Hall of Fame.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
That's right. Where?
College basketball.
College basketball Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
How is it, Key, that you're not in the college football? That is stupid.
We got to dig into that, Key.
Like, really? No, that's obviously
political.
I'm going
to start protesting nationally about that.
Not because I'm on this show.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard, that Key's not in the college football Hall of Fame.
Not because I'm on this show. But if someone said, hey, list the best college football players you've ever seen, Key would be on a short list. What's going on, Key? Who did you? I can only imagine how many people you ticked off. But who in particular do you think it is that's keeping you out of the College Football Hall of Fame?
No, it's not. It's not. I didn't tick anybody off. I don't know how they vote. I have no idea the criteria. I have nothing. I have nothing for you, Max. It's nothing I can. I don't. I'm just like, what do you want me to do? I don't. I can't protest, right?
I can. I can for you.
Yeah, well, we got you. Don't worry about that.
At the end of the day, it is what it is. That's all I can say.
We got to look into this one, Jay.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm digging into it right now.
Let's dig in.
CEO Kimberly Beeden.
Start calling
what?
People out.
I'm just –
because this
Do this behind the scenes. But
no, this happened before, though, Max, when I was with George Sedano and company and LZ and them, our show in L.A. on 710.
Yeah.
George Sedano was just like you, Max, right? He was like, what the heck is going on?
Yep.
And so he did just like Jay did. He started naming names and pulling up stuff.
Then
all of a sudden, the NC2A in the Hall of Fame got inundated with phone calls and emails. I'm talking like thousands of people was going nuts on him to the point they had to reach out to ESPN to be like, yo, could y'all please not do us like this?
Right.
And we just wanted, I guess they just wanted to know the criteria.
Yeah, That's what I'd like to know. Just what's the criteria and in what ways did you not reach the criteria? And if they make a good enough case, go ahead. But it's hard to imagine.
Yates, James, and I will be outside with picket signs saying, we want Key in.
Yeah,
don't worry, dog. We got it.
Like, don't worry. We're going to be outside of ESPN with picket signs, free Key, HOF for
free Key.
Free Key. For sure. 100%. Something got to give, dog.
We're going to go buy some poster board and paint right now.
So gotta give.
Get on that, James.
If we miss a break or something, just know where we at.
Get on it.
So, Keyshawn Johnson, who was accused by Tyreek Hill of hating on Tua Tagovailoa. On the other hand, I don't think anyone could accuse Key of hating on Justin Fields.
Okay.
He said he sees a little Patrick Mahomes in Justin Fields. Listen to this. You won't hear it anywhere else. Here is Keyshawn Johnson, exclusive here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You know what he has that I just picked up on?
What's that?
And I was kind of just looking at it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a little Patrick Mahomes in him. His ability to move around,
make plays,
throw football.
Right.
I'm just looking at him and I'm like, who the hell does look like that? And it just dawned on me. Eyes down the field, he throws the ball to his left to the sideline. That's Patrick Mahomes.
Key, do you care to comment on that outrageous statement by Keyshawn Johnson?
Right, outrageous when you start comparing Patrick Mahomes and Justin Fields, who's yet to take his team to the playoffs, win a division, anything. I know. It's outrageous. And the first thing people say is, I'm stupid. I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm looking at. But look at this throw right here. Is that not Patrick Mahomes? See, I'm looking to the right, bam, to the left. That's Patrick Mahomes.
You might think it was Mahomes if he had a different jersey on,
you
just the way he rolled out.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with baseball. And as I start to look at and break things down with Patrick Mahomes, as well as Kyler Murray, as well as Justin Fields, a lot of the way that they deliver the football, how they throw, it's in their mechanics and their training from baseball. And that's my comparison. My comparison isn't he's going to four Super Bowls in 1 year. That's not the comparison. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is his mechanics, his style, reminds me a lot of Patrick Mahomes.
So I used to get this all the time, Key, with the NBA draft, where you would give a comp of one player. And
You're crazy, Jay. How could you compare those?
And then you kind of translate that. And then I started doing a little bit later. I was like, I would give two or three players, and I would say he's a blend of these players. But it's natural. It's like when I watch Jason Tatum train, I see flashes of Kobe Bryant. I see flashes of Kevin Durant, because he takes different pieces of their games and it translates into his game. So like, I want to defend Key here for a second, because when you watch that clip, that does look like Patrick Mahomes. But also put things in perspective. Patrick Mahomes has Andy Reid. He has Eric Bieniemy. He had Tyreek Hill. He had Travis Kelce. So it's also about the combination of who that player is paired with to allow them to ultimately be successful.
Look at this throw
like
right
Patrick
here, though.
Mahomes.
But look at the throw that's on the screen.
There is
right
a shade of Patrick Mahomes in the
is
throw.
Is that
1,000%.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Is that not Kyler Murray?
Doesn't mean that he's going to get to that same level of success that Patrick Mahomes is. We still have yet to figure out whether Matt Eberflus is going to be that guy.
Yeah, and I think, look, you can have similarities, but one's talent is pitched a little higher, right? That doesn't mean the similarity isn't there. Similarities, Jamal Crawford looks like Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter sometimes. We're not saying he is as good as Michael Jordan. We're saying Jamal Crawford looks that way. He has elements of his game, right? So,
but also, Max, in order for that shade of Patrick Mahomes or that shade of Michael Jordan that you see in that person's game, in order for that to be fostered correctly, you need the right foundation in place, man.
Sure, I'm saying even if Justin Fields is in a perfect situation, the things he does that are reminiscent of Patrick Mahomes don't mean that he'll ever reach that level. It just means that there are certain similarities, and they're
absolutely
obvious.
Though.
Yeah, they're apparent. No, he just pulled the video.
That's what everybody, right? You look at certain people's mechanics, they remind you of that individual. As we always have the conversation about Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. He was the closest thing to Michael Jordan, to the point where he walk, he chewed the gum, he do the press con. It was when you look at it, just reminds you of that. And that's Justin Fields. When I look at certain throws and certain things, I'm like, oh, that's a little bit of Patrick Mahomes. But I also factor in that's a little bit of that baseball in him too.
I think that's
whenever
a really
you
interesting
do
point.
That, yeah, and you look at Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has some of the same little get out and escape the pocket, be able to look down the field and know where that guy is on my left, but I'm looking to my right and I'm just going to flip it. That's all that is baseball.
But, Key, when you said Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, I'm like, yeah, okay, a lot of similarities. But Phil Jackson opened up the door for Kobe Bryant in ways he's never seen before, with that triangle offense and how that worked. Same with Michael Jordan. So I go back to that question. Andy Reid is a commonality for Patrick Mahomes. Has Patrick Mahomes become him without Andy Reid? I don't know. So Matt Eberflus, Ryan Poles, the people they put around Justin Fields will determine whether or how high he goes with that talent.
Keyshawn says the Saints are going to the Super Bowl.
Yes, I said that.
That's reasonable.
Another, just one outrageous statement after another.
That's reasonable. What?
Hot news or not news with Dan Graziano next. Vern in Chicago, you're always
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What's up, fellas? Max, you my guy. But right now, I'm trying to figure out what planet you on right now with that comment.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, Sirius XM Channel 80. Listen on your smart speaker, say, play ESPN Radio. Ooh. We pop up. And by the way, if you don't have the app, or maybe you have it and you don't use it, are portable. We are there all the time for you on the ESPN app. We are joined now by the great Dan Graziano.
Dan, do I look like a banker?
You do.
Damn it.
Why? Right. Is that not what you were going for?
I was just
It's so funny. If somebody wears a tie now, it looks weird. Like, it's like I got this closet full of ties, and I never use them anymore. It's just, I don't know.
Class it up.
Yeah, Jay looks like the, but the banker that he looks like, Dan, is the banker who needs to get approval for a $500 transaction.
That's funny.
He pretty just got like in the bank.
The welcomer. You know, the person when you come in, oh, welcome to the bank, Mr. Graziano. How are you doing today? That's what he called me.
I don't know, man. I can't remember the last time I went to the bank. Like, you do it all on here, right? You say if you don't have the app.
When you get to Dan Graziano's level, you have people for that.
I like to see it and touch it. That's what I like doing mine.
A lot more than I do.
I ain't playing these games.
Hot news or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. And, of course, Dan is our ESPN NFL insider. Are you ready for hot news or not?
I think so.
Jimmy G restructures his contract. I don't know if you heard about this. Have you heard about this?
I did hear about it.
To stay with the 49ers. Hot news or not news?
I mean, you can't even pick it up. It's so hot. Like, I mean, this is a huge plot twist, right? I mean, for 6 months, all they've been telling us is they're going to trade him. They want to trade him. They're moving on to Trey Lance, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they couldn't trade him. He couldn't find a trade. He and his agent got permission to seek a trade. They couldn't find one. So they go back to each other like, well, why don't we just kind of, you know, cut your salary down and keep you here. And then it give us a couple more months. You know, the trade deadline's not till November 2nd. Give us a couple more months to trade you. You want a no trade clause so you have some say in where you go. Fine. In the meantime, we got a little bit of a backup plan in case the kid struggles. It made sense all along. I mean, Keith said it yesterday on the show. It made sense all along. It just wasn't. It wasn't the preference of either side until they got to a point where they realized they just didn't have the market for him that they thought they would and hoped they would.
Does this say anything, though, Dan, about the way they may or may not feel about Trey Lance?
I can understand why people are asking that question. I don't think that's the primary motivation. I think if they found a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo that they had liked, they would have done it, regardless of Trey Lance and how he's done this offseason. I do not think they went and said, oh, Trey Lance had a rough go of it this camp, so we need to hold on to Jimmy. If that had been the case, Jimmy probably would have had more leverage than be able to get just $6.5 million. So I don't think so, but if they are having any doubts, this gives them a better fallback option than Nate Sudfeld, Brock Purdy, which were the other two quarterbacks, are the other two quarterbacks on the roster.
Dan, real quick, is this a bad look for Jimmy G?
Because he couldn't find a place that wanted him? I mean, yeah, but I mean, circumstance, right? Like, so he had surgery, right? He probably gets traded in March if he doesn't have the surgery.
Right.
He has the surgery. By the time he comes back in July, you know, there's not a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Carolina went with Mayfield instead. Seattle didn't want him. Cleveland didn't want him. And that's it. So now it's like, well, maybe in September, October, somebody's situation changes. Like, nobody's quarterback got hurt. has which Dan, is great.
As you're saying it, it's not
great for a deal for these guys.
It's very clear what happened. As Dan is talking, it crystallizes, right? They thought they had a tradable asset. It turns out because of the shoulder, they didn't.
Right.
What this does is buy them time to, first of all, get a great backup quarterback, and it buys them time in the meantime to show the league, actually, look at that. He's still an asset. And it gives them, maybe they can get something for him, or they have a great quarterback room.
I mean, just think about it. Like, you don't know who's going to get hurt, but you know somebody is. Right, half the league runs this same offense. Half the league is coached by Shanahan guys. Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, if Kirk Cousins get hurt, if Matthew Stafford gets hurt, like Jimmy G could go there and run that offense in a
and
week.
Win the Super Bowl. Who knows?
Well,
come a throwaway.
This right. Max is unbelievable.
Listen, he almost won the Super Bowl and then almost got back.
Max, you can only be in love with one quarterback.
Really?
You can't be in love with every quarterback on every team.
Well, I am in love with Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and Joe Burrow. You know that.
He doesn't like Daniel
and
Jones.
And I'm just in like with Jimmy G. I'm not in love with Jimmy G. I'm in like with Jimmy G. Yeah, Daniel Jones, I don't know.
Not in love there.
Definitely not.
I gave him my number once, but I'm not picking up the phone.
Maybe there was one digit off.
It's always personal with you.
Mike Tomlin says the Steelers will name a starting quarterback, and he said the quote was, at our leisure.
Yeah.
Hot news or not news?
I think there should be a rule in the league where every coach has to name his starting quarterback every week, like on Wednesday. Like Andy Reid would have to come out literally every week and go, we're going to go with Patrick this week. We think he gives us the best chance to win. I think it'd be great, but they don't. And so Mike Tomlin can take his time. Look, the locker room's going to want to know if it doesn't already. Next week is a game week. They start real practice. I think at some point this week there will be an announcement from the Steelers. They don't play a lot of games here, but I believe him. I take him at his word. They had to have meetings yesterday. They got to figure this out. It was a real competition, and Pickett showed well. So they don't want to just say off the last preseason, give, oh, it's Mitch. They want to talk it out, and that's how their process works. But I think we'll know soon.
Sooner we know, the better off our lives will be.
Or
right
was I then. Supposed to say hot news or not news?
It was
hot news.
I say not news.
Not news.
Not news.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about who your quarterback's going to be.
I guess it'll be news when they name the quarterback.
That's exactly right. That day it'll be hot news, and I'll be watching.
That'll be Trubisky. He'll start.
Then I think so.
Pickett will come in later.
I think so.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Dan, I say that is it hot news or not news that I say that the Saints are going to the Super Bowl?
I think that would be hot news.
Really?
Why?
I think so.
It's not news. His nephew plays for the Saints.
I mean, I don't.
It's
I
key.
Oh, you mean news that he thinks?
Yes,
Key thinks it.
That's
hot
news
at all.
If it happened. Yeah, I think that would be. Yeah, but if that Key thinks it, no, I don't think. I know he's a big Jameis Winston guy. I know he's a big Michael Thomas guy.
So would it be hot news because of the uncertainty? Do you have uncertainty about Jameis Winston?
I think there's enough uncertainty there, sure.
Because their defense, their skill position players are off the charts.
Yeah, they just lost the rookie tackle. I mean, I think they deserve to be kind of in a sort of a 1B or 2A tier of favorites, right? Like I wouldn't put them with. Like the Bills and the Rams and teams like that. I think they're a really good team, and if things break right for them, then they could be in that mix. But I don't know what Dennis Allen's going to be like as a head coach in his second turn around. I don't know what this team's going to look like without Sean Payton. It's been a decade and a half since we've seen
Key,
that.
Those are all fair points, Key.
There's enough question marks.
Key, those fair points. Dennis Allen, like he's got his head coaching's a little different.
Look at you stirring the pot, Max.
But what I would say is, Vince Lombardi couldn't have coached his way out of the Raiders at that time that Dennis Allen was there.
Yeah.
Well, bad organization, bad personnel.
Yeah.
I think the DNA is still in New Orleans, and it's not just because of my nephew. I look at their roster from top to bottom, and they probably got one of the top 4 to 5 rosters in the NFL.
They got the Bucs number. They got a good roster.
I'm hearing a lot of good things about the rookie, Olave. I think they really like him.
Absolutely.
So, right? Ohio State.
So. Yeah, no, they should be a good team. And if Tom Brady has got a lot of stuff going on, who knows? Maybe he's distracted enough that they go in the division.
I don't know if this is hot news or not. I really have a question here. No Jets nor Giants players are in the ESPN top 100 list.
Nor Patriots.
With 32 teams.
Yeah.
That means every team's got 3 players better than anyone on the Jets or the Giants on average. Mm. Was that hot news or not news?
It's not news. I mean, these are the two teams that have lost the most games in the league over the last 5 seasons. Like, they're neck and neck, right? Like, it's unfortunate, but I mean, if you've been paying attention to New York football for the last half decade, and Max, I know you have, This is not news. These two teams have been very bad for a very long time, and we're waiting to see when it comes back. Look, who on a team could be on that list if you made it again 2 months from now, right? Yeah, maybe Saquon has a big, couple of, maybe
Thibodeau if he stayed healthy, maybe
Quinnen,
if you did.
William, I mean, like, it dries up pretty quick, right? Like
Evan Neal, maybe. No,
it's hot news because it's embarrassing.
Thomas.
That's why it's hot news.
I'll bet you Sauce Gardner's on this list next year.
Ooh.
How about that?
He's got a new hot wing sauce as well, yeah.
Yeah,
big endorsement, yeah.
That's a slam dunk.
Easy.
It's like that Bijan mustard. We know Bijan Robinson in Texas. I mean, come on. Why'd that take so long?
Panthers make a trade for wide receiver Laviska Shenault.
Uh-huh.
How do you say that name?
Shenault.
It's not news. I mean, Shenault was on like...
Yeah. I didn't even know he was still in the league after coming out of Colorado.
Second round pick a couple years ago. They've changed coaches twice since he was picked. He really wasn't a big factor in the offense last year. They bring in Christian Kirk. They bring in Zay Jones. They bring in Evan Engram. Like, he was kind of on the way out. So, interesting player that maybe could pop on a new team, but he didn't do anything in Jacksonville like they thought he would.
No, he's...
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a true. His problem is he's a tween. He's like a tweener. He's not a true running back. He's not a true receiver. He's more like a Deebo Samuel type that they just didn't utilize correctly.
Right.
That's interesting. So basically, that could be like damning a player. He's not really this. He's not really that. But with the right coach, that dude can become like a superstar, right? Yeah, like if he can do a lot of things. That really has to do with who's coaching you,
Matt,
right?
Rhule. That's what it comes down to.
Gets back to our Saints conversation, just saying.
What do you think?
What are you talking about, the Saints?
He said coaching matters. Sean Payton was good. I don't know who's going to be. I don't know how that's going to be.
Yeah, that's not you saying the Saints won't be a great team.
Yes, it is.
You're saying, no, he's saying that there are
Twitter
questions.
Twitter should attack
Sounds
Dan.
Like he's hating.
Twitter, attack Dan now.
He's hating on the Saints,
Look,
Key.
Dan is bringing up a valid
he's
point.
Awake in that
there
town
are
yet
two
anyway.
Question marks on the Saints. Even if you think they'll be answered in the affirmative, they're still not answered.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, who I think is going to be good, but now we got to see him do it for a whole season. And your head coach, your quarterback and your head coach, those are two big questions.
Absolutely they are. We haven't even Jameis get through the season healthy yet. I mean, like, that's a question, right? He's coming off a major injury. So I love Jameis Winston. I hope he does great. But,
but not a lot. It's changed from, like, the continuity perspective. Like, Pete Carmichael's still there.
That was a big part of it, right?
The culture is still there. It's intact.
No question. The culture is still there. And I think that's they're hanging their hat on that. But Sean Payton was really the sun in that solar system for a very long time. Like, we don't know how it's going to work without him and how important he was to the daily workings of the place.
I want to slip this in.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Cam
Jordan. Pause. We got Cam Jordan and Mark Ingram coming up at 8:10, so we can certainly ask them.
Key, I need to get this one in. Tyreek Hill calls Keyshawn Johnson a hater. A Tua Tagovailoa hater. Hot news or not news?
Sounds
hot
like to me,
news.
Dan.
This is serious beef. Mm-hmm. Wide receiver on wide receiver beef is some of the best football beef, and I think this is good. I want to see where this goes. Key firing back? You firing back?
There's
you
nothing
like that on Twitter?
Hey, Dan, there's nothing to fire back about, because guess what? Regardless, as I will say many times over, no matter what happens to their season, I'll be in Arizona for the Super Bowl regardless.
There you go.
Regardless.
And if it's Tua, are you going to feel a certain kind of way about it if Tua gets there?
I'll see you there.
That's him talking trash back. This is Key's version
I'm
of talking trash back.
I'm at the Super Bowl
feeling the same way about it no matter what.
A microphone.
Yeah.
Does it change my life one bit?
I would prefer to stay with you guys, but I got to go do sports.
Are you a believer in Tua real quick? You a believer? You like him?
In Tua?
Yeah. Oh, okay. The look said it all.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think see how this new coach does with him, right? Coaching matters, right? Yeah. Can they maximize what he does well, minimize what he doesn't? They got a lot of good stuff around him.
Hater number two.
Dan Graziano. ESPN NFL insider.
Number
four
two.
Picks later
here
than Keyshawn Johnson.
Hater number
was.
Two.
I'm just saying.
Just look, Tyreek Hill may be coming after you next.
Found another one,
Watch
Tyreek.
It.
I got to go.
There it is. Dan Graziano off to SportsCenter. Thank you as always, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Guess what we got coming up? Ooh, I've been waiting for this one. Key's real rankings, but you know what the topic's going to be?
Oh, gosh. People are going to be mad at me for this, too.
Oh, I can't wait. Top 10 NFL players. Who will not make the list? Who Key will be hating on everyone but 10 players in the NFL?
I'm confused. I'm confused, Key. Why 10, not 7, not 6, not 9?
No, we're going to stay with 10. Maybe when the season starts, it'll dwindle down to 3.
Okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Axe, ESPN Radio. Oh, here it is. These rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. And now, Key's Real Rankings. Oh, the topic is so good. A juicy topic. Top 10 NFL players, period. Take it away, Key.
Yes, yeah, the top 10, what I think are the top 10 NFL players in the 2022 start of the season. Not anybody else's. This is mine. And, yes, there'll be another 90 players that'll be ticked off in the rest of the league. So let's start at number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10, Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. He would be higher on this list if it wasn't for the injuries. We certainly saw the team with him, and we certainly saw the team without him. That doesn't mean that this team is poised to make any runs without him on the football field. They need to get it done, pay him his money, so he can move them forward into this season.
Number 9.
Number 9, another quarterback in Josh Allen, who seems to be the top pick in everybody's fantasy drafts, Super Bowl favorites, the Buffalo Bills. Very similar to Lamar Jackson, some of the same things, principles that they do in the offensive system in Buffalo certainly lends itself toward him being in my top 10 at number 9.
Number 8.
Myles Garrett, the Cleveland Browns, pass rush specialist. Go get the quarterback. We all know what Myles Garrett is. But when you start a team, Max and Jay, you want to get a franchise guy to go get the quarterback, a guy to stop the guy from going to get the quarterback. You want to go get a DB to shut down a top receiver, and you want a top quarterback. This is why Myles Garrett is on this list.
Number 7.
Jalen Ramsey at number 7, shut down corner of the Los Angeles Rams. We know all about Jalen. All the way back from to his days in Jacksonville to his uncanny play with the Los Angeles Rams, winning a Super Bowl title, being paid as the highest corner at once upon a time in the National Football League. He sits at number 7.
Number 6.
T.J. Watt, Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's another guy to go get the quarterback. Set the sack record, or better yet, tied the sack record a year ago. Younger brother, J.J. Watt. Plenty of football left in him. I wouldn't be surprised if next year he climbs the ladder and finds himself in the top 5 in the National Football League.
Number 5.
And here's one that people would probably say, oh, at number 5, why would you do that with Trent Williams, big left tackle? A big stud of a left tackle, future Hall of Famer, has been at the top of his game since day one when he was with the Washington football team or the Commanders or the Redskins or whatever the name is. But right now, when you look at it, he is the guy who's going to protect Trey Lance in San Francisco or Jimmy Garoppolo. He sits at number 5.
Number 4.
The GOAT, number 4, Tom Brady. Nothing else to say. He's the number 4 player in all of the National Football League. No matter where he goes, that team will certainly get a boost at winning, no question about it.
Number 3.
The reigning MVP and Aaron Rodgers sits at number 3 from the Green Bay Packers. Slightly above Tom Brady. If he had taken his team to a Super Bowl, won another Super Bowl, at least have gotten there, he could have easily been the number 1 or number 2 player in the National Football League on my list. But that's okay. Sitting at 3 is not a shabby move at all.
Number 2.
Patrick Mahomes. James, don't get mad. Patrick Mahomes is the number 2 player in all of the National Football League. All he's done since coming out of Texas Tech is completely take the National Football League by storm. Guy throws for 4,800 yards, and people look at it and say, well, he had a bad year. 30-plus touchdowns, 13 interceptions. He had a bad year. In fact, he has such a bad year. On some lists, he's not even in the top 10.
Number 2 on Key's list, number 1 in my heart.
Number 1.
Speaking of number 1, if anybody got any issues with Aaron Donald at all being the number 1 player in the National Football League, let me know. Just let me know. They could double him, they could triple him, they could chip him, they could do many different things, but the one thing they can't do is stop him. I've never seen a defensive tackle in my day and age watching the National Football League dominate a game from beginning to end like Aaron Donald can do. He is one that you put the red dot on for sure.
All right. This list, top 10. I know how Key thinks because we've been working together for a while now. And Key, based on your criteria, I can't argue with anything on this list. I would have my own list that would be different, but I already know what you would say to different players. They haven't proven it yet, haven't been to the playoffs yet. Let me see them do it again, right? Like, I get it. So based on your criteria, not only do I understand the players you picked, I also understand the order. Jay, where are you with
that? I can't allow this list to represent KJM. Can't do it. Where's Cooper Kupp? Where's Cooper Kupp?
I understand maybe if someone doesn't put him in the top 10. He doesn't have – do you have any receivers in the top 10?
No receivers in the top 10.
He doesn't have any – and he played the position, so. No. In other words, too many of those guys are interchangeable, guess.
Yeah, a lot of them are interchangeable. There's no question about it. But if I'm looking in the National Football League, I'm looking at the top 10 NFL players.
But, Key, he won the Triple Crown.
Okay. If I threw you 3,000 balls, you win the Triple Crown too.
So it's something that happens every single day. It's something that's like a very common thing that people do. It's not.
You're talking about the top 10 NFL players. There's not one guy. I want you to look at that list, Jay. I want them to put the list back up on the screen. Mm-hmm. I want you to take a scan at it and tell me, is there anybody on my list to the left that you would trade for Cooper Kupp? Anybody?
I'm just asking you.
Is there anybody on that list that you would trade for?
This is up for debate.
You're not trading Aaron Donald for Cooper Kupp. Are you trading Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, a big left tackle to protect your quarterback, another guy in T.J. Watt to go get him, another guy in Jalen Ramsey who shed his ass down, another guy in Myles Garrett who will wreck
Jalen
the quarterback,
would just shut
him down. Or Josh Allen? Or Josh Allen, another guy who could deliver the football, or another guy, Lamar Jackson, who changes the entire face
organization. He is going for scarcity at position. Who pops out the most? Who is one who's done it again? Like, for example, I could come out and say, where's Jordan Mailata? I think Mailata, I agree with Trent Williams ahead, but I think Mailata's great. Key, I already know. He hasn't done it long enough yet, da da da. If I say, what about Justin Herbert? Hasn't been to the playoffs. Joe Burrow played one season. Like, I already know all the answers. So because of that, even if I had some different guys, this is consistent with Key's logic, right? Yeah. There's an inner
consistency. But it doesn't mean Cooper Kupp ain't 12. Doesn't mean he ain't 13. It doesn't mean he ain't 15. Doesn't mean that Devontae Adams ain't 11. It just means when we're talking about the 10 guys, I'm not trading any of those guys in my column for any other receivers in the National Football League. Because if I'm building a team and I'm talking about top players in the draft and I took these players in the draft and I looked at them, these are the guys that I'm building my team with. I'm starting with franchise quarterback. Every one of the quarterbacks on the list are franchise guys.
Well, I think it's
every last one of them.
Okay, we'll talk about this when we come back from break.
All right. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, check out the ESPN app. I'm telling you, you can hear us any place live on the ESPN app. And we are, of course, on ESPN Radio. We want to hear from you. Who is the biggest omission from Key's top 10 list? Who's he hating on the hardest? We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Max, love that hate.
Yeah.
It's like just germs.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We are on the ESPN app. Man, I watch, you know, do Max on Boxing. I watch Max on Boxing on the app late on Friday nights just to see how the show went and everything, so, you know. See what I got to do better.
You watching yourself, man?
Yeah, because on that show, it's once a week, so I have time to analyze it, see what I want to change on the show.
Watching tape.
If I try a new segment, what worked, what didn't work, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like watching tape. But I do it on the app. And by the way, you can listen to your boys on the app. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Guys, people want to talk about Key's List.
Can I just give my biggest gripe?
Go
and
ahead.
I keep going back to Cooper Kupp because last year, what he did, actually leading the league, Key, in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns, and winning Offensive Player of the Year and the Super Bowl MVP, Jerry Rice is the only player to do that in his NFL career. I think that's a pretty big omission. That's what I'm hot
It
about.
Is, but I understand. Key's saying I'm not taking a receiver because you might like Cooper Kupp. Someone else might like Devontae Adams. Someone else might like
– Why are you defending Key? Key can defend himself.
Jamar Chase, et cetera, because he's made the point several times that if those guys are all interchangeable, you don't need to grab them for your team when you can get someone who's uniquely talented at the position.
I think you're having two different conversations. Are you starting an NFL team with a player? Is that what the top 10 list is about?
That's how he's doing
it. Or is the top 10 list the top 10 players in the NFL?
But that's how he's defining
it. But it's two different things.
Well, if you have different criteria, clearly you'll come to different players. You're not going to – what you're saying is you want the same criteria so you can match your opinions
on the
player.
I'm saying, like, you're the top 10 players that played last year that had the best season.
Yeah, but the best season at tight end won't be as valuable as the best season at left tackle, someone might say.
Okay.
Or maybe someone would say otherwise, you know.
All right.
Even if you had statistically the best season in a National Football League, doesn't make you a top player, Jay. It just doesn't. I understand we tend to get enamored and sensationalize and feel a certain way about statistics and numbers. Oh, my God, the guy's 70%, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he can be 70% because he's throwing the ball at the line of damn scrimmage. Doesn't mean that that is the guy. I don't know very many people, again, that would take my list and look at those players and trade those players for Cooper Kupp. I just don't. I mean, it just, you know, unless I'm missing something, I don't, maybe I don't know what the hell I'm looking at, you know?
Okay.
And that's okay if I don't. I mean, I don't, you know, look, we started these conversations by there's going to be a lot of disappointing people that don't like the list. Where's Jonathan Taylor? Where's
Micah Parsons?
Where's Saquon Barkley? Where are these guys at? I dare you. You know, it's like, where's Stephon Diggs?
Matt in New Jersey has a question. Go ahead, Matt.
What up, Matt?
I can't do this shit no more.
Okay. All right, Matt, you sound old. Woo! Matt came out with a hot fire. Like, Matt, no cursing.
Did he say he doesn't want to take his stuff or doesn't understand?
You can't do that. You can't come on the show.
Yeah, well,
and cursing. Like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Dumb.
Wait, what did he say, though?
He said, I can't take this blank no more.
And now we can't take your call.
Jersey
no more,
strong.
So.
Come out swinging, baby.
Leo in New Jersey. Let's see. Come on, man. People in New Jersey, man. Behave. Leo in New Jersey. Show them how it's done, Leo.
All right, that was not good. That gave Jersey a bad name right there. J. Will could attest to that. I heard that. That dude blew that stuff up, and I could have went somewhere else with that myself. But Keyshawn, Joseph Johnson, your list is phenomenal, my man. I would not change one of them. And J. Will, I'm disappointed. Cooper Kupp had one good year, bro. Any receiver could have did that. D-Hop, Julio Jones.
Any receiver could have done that? How come other receivers haven't done it? Other receivers haven't done it.
Devontae's better than Cooper Kupp. Like he said, you could throw Devontae in there. You're not putting a receiver in there.
Trent
Williams is the only problem I have, but I would even throw that big ugly in there.
That's fine. I hear you and other people on the list. But let's start with any receiver could have done that. If any receiver could have done it, they would have did it. They would have did it, right? I didn't see them do it. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the list. This is Key's Real Rankings top 10 NFL players.
Any receiver.
At number 10, Lamar Jackson. 9, Josh Allen. 8, Miles Garrett. 7, Jalen Ramsey. 6, T.J. Watt. 5, Trent Williams. 4, Tom Brady. 3, Aaron Rodgers. 2, Patrick Mahomes. And 1, Aaron Donald. That was Leo in New Jersey, wasn't it? Juan in Pennsylvania. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I disagree with Key's list, especially with Josh Allen. I mean, Key literally just said last week that Josh Allen was pretty much being overhyped. He hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't made it to the Super Bowl yet. He hasn't won an MVP yet. I think Zach Martin of the Cowboys definitely belongs in this list. If you compare him side-by-side with a player like Aaron Donald, he was on the All-Decade team. He's made the Pro Bowl or All-Pro or both every single year he's been in the league. He gave up less sacks than penalties last year, and I think he's only allowed 2 sacks over the past 2 seasons. I don't understand how Zach Martin doesn't get any respect, and he deserves to be a top 10 list.
Yeah, he gets plenty of respect. Doesn't mean he's not 11, though. He's just not 10. And as far as saying, you know, that you don't agree with Josh Allen, and I said a week ago, overhyped. He is overhyped, but that doesn't mean he's not a top 10 player. Just because it's a lot of yeast on him, you know, doesn't mean he's not top 10 player. It's just a lot of they're going to the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl, doesn't mean he's not a top 10 player. Wasn't his fault they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. He certainly showed up in that game. That's all. That's my whole point when it comes to Buffalo. And it comes to Josh Allen. It's just a lot of yeast on it.
Key, you a slick one. You didn't said about 6 players. It could be number 11, though. He said, doesn't mean he can't be number 11 or
well,
number 12.
But it's only 10.
I know.
So it doesn't mean he can't be 11. If it was 11, then I could put him on the list.
Yeah.
But I only have 10, Jay. You know, that's it. And as far as the other gentleman who called about the Cooper Kupp situation, again, I'm Jay. I'm not taking
I hear
dudes off the list for Cooper Kupp.
I'm
sorry
with that. I just don't say any other player, anybody can do that.
Like, no, anybody can't do it, because if anybody could do it, they would be doing it. But what I would say is certain situations and circumstances and surroundings allow certain players in this league to flourish at a different level. That's all.
Okay.
Real quick, Snowball in Hawaii.
Snowball.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Yeah,
hello.
Odd, huh? Go ahead, Snowball. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah. I love Keyshawn's list. I love they added Trent Williams. You need a big guy on there like that. I think like Micah Parsons will be on the Knicks last year. He needs one more year to make it on there.
Right.
And players like Wirfs and Slater will be Trent Williams' backup for future top tens. But I love Keyshawn's list. You did a good job, brother. Keep it up.
All right. I agree. I think Micah Parsons, I think he's probably, you got to see it again. Micah Parsons, I think is, you know, but I will jump with less evidence than Key. I think he's the second best defensive player in the game, but he'll have a chance to prove that this year. We want to hear from you. Who was the biggest omission from Keyshawn Johnson's top 10 NFL players list?
Hall of Famer Keyshawn Johnson.
Hall of Famer Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live. Everywhere you are, download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.